The Gator Report is on the air. It's all things Gator football with your host, Christian Gokel, on ESPN Radio. Now here's your host, Christian Gokel.
Welcome into the Gator Report right here on ESPN Radio Coastal Georgia and ESPN Radio Okefenokee. I'm your host, Christian Gokel. 16 teams remain standing in the GHSA 5A playoffs, and your Ware County Gators are one of them as they took down Riverdale this past Friday night, 35-7 there at Memorial Stadium. And to talk about that game more and to look ahead towards Warner Robins coming up this Friday is the head coach of your Ware County Gators, Coach Franklin Stevens. Coach, how you doing today?
I'm doing well.
Awesome, Coach. And of course, always good to go ahead and knock out that first-round playoff win. It was a tough matchup there against Riverdale, and like you said, leading up into that one, they were a good athletic team. But again, your Gators did a really good job containing them on defense, and offense was able to put up enough points to get the win.
Yeah, I agree. You know, going into that game, we were really worried about their athleticism, their overall team speed. We knew that they had some big play potential or ability within several of their guys. However, we were able to contain it for the most part, and then offensively, we were able to kind of score some points, and we thought our special teams played well and win the football game.
Absolutely, Coach. Again, you get the 35-7 win there, holding Riverdale to only 7 points. What was your defense able to do so well last Friday night?
I think, you know, really outside of maybe one or two plays, we were able to take away the big play. We made a lot of, you know, hits in the backfield, but we didn't give up just a lot of big plays. And, you know, one of the things we talked about in the playoffs is, you know, in the big game is making offenses drive the field. And that's kind of what we did. And like I said, they came out in the second half and ran a reverse throwback pass and hit us for a touchdown. The kid made a very good catch and made one of our guys miss. But outside of that, I thought we played pretty good defensively.
Absolutely, Coach. And again, one of the biggest parts of any defense, and especially as you get into the playoffs against a more talented offense, is obviously a pass rush. What did you see out of your defensive line and some of your outside linebackers getting pressure there on Riverdale?
Well, I don't remember how many sacks we got, but we were able to, you know, kind of move him off the spot, make him move around. We got a couple of sacks, and we did it in a variety of different ways, from bringing inside backers to bringing outside backers, a combination of both, as well as just the pass rush by the defensive line.
And, Coach, again, 35 points that you guys put up on offense. What did you see out of your young quarterback there in this one?
I didn't have a great game Friday night as far as throwing the ball. We thought that we missed a lot of opportunities just, you know, reads and delivery. However, he was able to make some plays along with some other guys for the legs.
And, Coach, again, as we said, 35 points there. A lot of that coming on the ground. Do you feel like you guys have a pretty solid rotation going now there at the running back spot?
Well, we're kind of running back still by committee. We got several guys that we kind of rotating in and out. All those guys, you know, they do some good things, and then they do some social things. So we're just trying to take advantage of those guys' skill sets.
And, Coach, I know it's the first round of the playoff, and so you don't really know necessarily because you don't have any mix or you don't have any common opponents there that, okay, maybe Riverdale's coming down and we know they're athletic, but we don't really know until we kick off what kind of team this is going to be. How do you feel like your team did in preparation that week heading into that Riverdale game?
Well, we have one common opponent, both Jonesboro. We played earlier in the year, and Jonesboro was in their region. So that was one of those, you know, we got to kind of gauge of, you know, from a speed perspective of what we were getting into. We know, you know, we've been talking about all year, you know, that New Hampstead group that we saw, they had a lot of good speed. So we had a good gauge there, you know, how well they could run. And, you know, when a team makes enough big plays, you can kind of, you know, see how much ground they're covering on that field to gauge their speed. But I thought from a preparation perspective, we had a good week. Like I said, our focus last week was not to get lost with the misdirection that they ran, as well as they just don't get ran by for a big play.
And, Coach, again, special teams coming up huge, and I know it's a third of the game there with a blocked punt and a lot of other great stuff from your punting and your kicking game. What did you see out of your special teams in this one?
Well, we thought it was our best special teams play of the year. I mean, overall, we thought that our kickoff team did a very good job covering kicks. We punted the football well when we had to, as well as cover. The other thing is, like you said, we were able to block a punt. Anytime you can block a punt, that's always going to be big during a football game.
And a really a big momentum swing there. Anytime, like you said, you can block a kick. What was the atmosphere like in Memorial Stadium? I know it's always awesome to play a playoff game in November at your home stadium. What was the atmosphere like there?
Well, it's a little bit different because it's getting dark quicker now. So it's something about high school football when it gets dark. I thought we had a pretty good crowd, and you know, it's one of those things. I'm hoping that they were satisfied with the way our guys went out and played and took care of business in the first round of playoffs.
And I know 35-7, a pretty big win there for you guys in the first round of the playoffs. Were you able to get some of the younger guys in, or maybe even some of the seniors, so they can get some playoff experience in before they graduate?
Well, what we did, we didn't get a lot of some of our young guys. We had our young guys are playing.
Right.
But we did have some seniors that were able to get on the back end of the game, you know, maybe their last home football game in that stadium, and try to do that. However, you know, as far as being able to run guys in and out, we didn't get opportunity to do that because of the fact that, you know, in dealing with Riverdale, we just were always concerned about the big play capability. And you start putting some of those young guys in that caliber of game, the extremely young guys, you start getting a couple of turnovers or something along those lines, and all of a sudden you get in a situation you don't want to be in.
For sure, Coach. And again, big first round win there over Riverdale, 35-7. What was the message to the team in the locker room after that win?
A great job taking care of business and being focused. You know, we found out in the locker room, I think, who we were going to play. And, you know, we talked about upsets happening in the first round. You've got to be ready to go to the first round. I thought that's what our guys did. And then, you know, when you walk out the locker room, you start hearing different scores, and you realize that there were several upsets in 5A football, several close games that, you know, people may have not thought would have been close. So I was, want to just commend our guys at that time. Hey, way to come out and take care of business.
Absolutely, Coach. And you mentioned got another big game coming up next week as you guys head to take on Warner Robins. We'll break that game down next when we come back on the Gator Report right here on ESPN Radio Coastal Georgia and ESPN Radio Okefenokee.
Back to Christian Gokel, the Gator Report on ESPN Radio.
Welcome back into the Gator Report right here on ESPN Radio Coastal Georgia and ESPN Radio Okefenokee. I'm your host, Christian Gokel. Pleased to be joined once again by the head coach of your Ware County Gators, Coach Franklin Stevens. And Coach, you guys get the home playoff game in the first round, but now you got to hit the road, take on a one seed from your bracket there, Warner Robins. What have you seen out of this team so far this year in preparation?
Well, you know, Warner Robins is that complete team. You know, they're a combination of some teams we've seen this year. I mean, they throw the ball unbelievably well. They may be one of the best passing teams I've seen in high school football. Defensively, they're pretty doggone good on defense. You know, they've got great special teams. They deserve the rankings and everything that they've been built up to be because of the fact that they've got good players. They've got great coaching. Those guys play hard. They play well. And like I said, you know, it's one of those things which, if I'm not mistaken, they've got a receiver who has a chance to be the all-time state leading receiver. So that's kind of telling you something right there. Obviously, if somebody's able to get it to him, he's able to do something when he gets it. They're doing a very good job protecting the quarterback. So we've got our hands full this week.
And tell us a little bit about how you guys, obviously you're not going to give away the game plan secrets here, but just a little bit how your defense lines up. Do you guys take a particular guy on the secondary and match him up back and forth, or will you guys keep your corners on the same sides of the field?
Well, we're going to try to have some matchups, and I think, you know, you're going to have to do what everybody else did. You know, you're going to have to try to mix some things up. I think, you know, you watch people through the course of your play them different ways. It doesn't really matter how they've been played because of the fact that they just find ways to answer the problems. So, you know, it's one of those things, whereas we're going to try to, you know, hopefully we can take away some of the big plays that they're accustomed to having, make them have to drive the football, and you just can't focus on them throwing the football because they have a plethora of running backs that do a phenomenal job of running the football.
And, Coach, when you go into film study on this, obviously huddle makes all of this a lot easier nowadays. But when you go into film study, which games are you looking at for them? Are you looking at the games where they're blowing people out 50-7, or do you go back and look at some of the scores where they played in tighter games and teams were able to move the ball on them?
We try to go through each film, and we go through each film for a variety of different reasons. You look at films for, as what you said, so, and they haven't had a lot of close games. So you look at, some of the games that they may have, maybe two to three games where they've been tight. They've had some games where they play some of their rivals. You want to go through and look at games for kicking game purposes to see what happened in the kicking games. You want to go through even the blowout and just look for any of your gadget plays. So there's a plethora of things, weird formations. So you're going through games just trying to, all the games, just trying to get a bead or get an idea of everything that they've done this season. You know, you can't show it all to your team, but there's certain things that, you know, you want to show them.
And that's definitely like the unseen side of coaching that the fans don't get to see is you guys wrap up a win there in the first round of the playoffs, and I'm sure everybody was celebrating that, but then I'm sure you and your coaching staff are there late on Friday night and especially on Saturday going in and going ahead and getting ready for Warner Robins.
Yeah, throwing Saturday, throwing Sunday, and then you got right. late Mondays and late Tuesdays, and that's just your normal ground. Like I said, you know, coaching, I'm pretty sure that's why I kind of paused because of the fact that You know, coaching-wise, sometimes we get too much credit. Sometimes we don't get a lot of credit. And there's a lot of guys that put in a lot of time and effort. And sometimes on Friday nights, you don't see the time and effort come out to what they really put into it. And, you know, my hats go off to the guys in this profession, not just the guys in this profession, but their families as well, because of the fact that that's what, you know, sometimes you fail to realize is how much those guys sacrifice their family for those kids in Friday night football to try to put a great product out on the field. Like sometimes guys do a phenomenal job, and sometimes it don't go the way guys want it to go. But there's a lot of behind the scenes times that it's just the time that go into a Friday night game.
Absolutely, Coach. And obviously, one of the challenges you guys had to overcome was you don't just coach football, but you're coaching these guys on how to react. And you guys play a really tough game where you come up just a little bit short there against Wayne, but you immediately have to flip it around and get ready for the playoffs. How do you feel like your coaching staff did, and how do you feel like your players did last week and flipping the script?
I think it's for us, you know, we try not to get too high, try not to get too low because of the fact that, you know, if you've been in this profession and you've won games, you can't put all your emphasis on one game. You know, you're going there with Wayne, and it is a huge game. It's a big game for, you know, seeding, region championship. But there's a tomorrow. You know, win and lose, there's a tomorrow. So you don't want to be too high. You know, in midseason, we're playing Glenn and Lyles. Those are big games. But regardless, you have to play another game the next week. So you don't want to be too high, then you don't want your guys too low. You're just trying to get them where their intensity level is picking up week after week after week after week. And you're always trying to talk to them and, you know, condition them mentally, that mindset in regards to dealing with well and winning. And, you know, rather do we talk about losing, that's not what we talk about. But, you know, we use the term adversity when things don't go our way. You got to get up and keep going. And after the Wayne game, it didn't go our way, but we knew we had another opportunity the next week. Now, this week, you know, there's a lot being put from an emotional perspective in this game because there is no tomorrow. You don't take care of business Friday night, you're not going to leave that stadium happy with another opportunity.
And do you pass that message along to your kids that, hey, 90% of the schools in the state have already hung up their gear for the year and they're just going to class every day and going home at 3:30 when the bell rings and you guys get to go on and put the pads on every day and get ready for another game?
Yeah, you know, we like to refer to it as a basketball season or as, you know, wrestling season for certain people. And hey, you won the 32 and now you won the 16, and at the end of the day, you're just trying to be winning 8. So when Friday night ends, you want to be one of the 8 that gets another opportunity. And that's all you can do. You know, you get that time within whatever it is, Friday night. Once it starts at 7:30, how long it takes to play that game, that's it. You heard me say earlier in the year, I just talk about that moment. Well, your moment starts at that point in time. You're preparing for that moment this week. You've been preparing for it all year, off season or whatever. Well, Friday night, that moment gets taken Friday night. That's your moment. What do you do with it is what you do with it.
Absolutely, Coach. And again, huge matchup coming up as you guys hit the road to take on Warner Robins. What's Friday going to look like schedule-wise and itinerary-wise for you guys?
Now, we'll probably leave the school at 1 o'clock and we'll hit the road and, you know, we'll travel for about an hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes and get off and let them stretch their legs and have a walk through and pregame meal. And by the time we finish with all that, you know, we'll probably have about another hour or so to get up to Warner Robins. And that's kind of the take or the itinerary that we're going to have Friday.
And I know we've talked about this a little bit before in the show, but do you guys take into account, like, hey, we've been here and done this before this year. We've been on the road and we've played big games. Do you feel like that pays dividends for you guys?
Well, I feel like it is. I mean, you know, from a staff perspective, from a player perspective, we've had to drive, you know, a long trip. If you think about Burke County, that trip, although we broke it up kind of like we're doing this week, it was a long trip to get up to Burke County, whereas, you know, we had to go in into a great environment and play. We went over the Lyles, although it was a shorter trip. It was a great environment to go play in. And, you know, we had to, it was a learning experience for our kids and for our coaches. And, you know, one of those games we won late after being down, one of those games that had some adversity, whereas we had some opportunities that we did not get it done. But we get one more chance this week to go get after it. And the thing about it, some of these kids, they didn't get an opportunity to play However, they were very young freshmen, and some of them, you know, we talked about it, they might have been eighth graders, they may have been seventh graders when we went up there 7 years ago and played Northside in that stadium. So they've got a great idea of the environment they're going into Friday night.
Absolutely, Coach. And we'll come back and wrap up the Gator Report next right here on ESPN Radio Coastal Georgia and ESPN Radio Okefenokee.
Now, more from the Gator Report on ESPN.
Welcome back into the Gator Report right here on ESPN Radio Okefenokee and ESPN Radio Coastal Georgia. I'm your host, Christian Gokel. Pleased to be joined once again on the final segment by the head coach of your Ware County Gators, Coach Franklin Stevens. And Coach, before we get back into football, just one thing, I figure I'll let you brag on the Gators a little bit. I know another Gators team got a chance to have a ring ceremony before your playoff game there against Riverdale as your rifle team got their state championship rings.
Yes, they did. You know, it's exciting when we like to pride ourselves on being a total athletic program. And last spring, I think it was, those guys won the state championship. It's not their first one. They've been one of the more successful programs that we've had, and they were able to get their opportunities during the first round playoff game. And that's always an exciting time for kids and coaches when rings get there and they put them on their fingers.
Absolutely, Coach. And is there a teaching opportunity for you, for your guys? Like, hey, look, this is Ware County Gators right here, and they're putting on their state championship ring. Now let's go get ours.
Say that again. I missed you. I started breaking up a little bit. Say that again.
Oh, no worries. I said, is that a teaching opportunity for you there, for your guys, saying, hey, look, they just got their state championship rings. Now let's go get ours.
Well, it's one of those things where if you want to say it, but you want to focus on that game because of the fact that, you know, you don't want them talking about rings right now and state championships. I mean, we want our guys talking about and focusing on this, you know, Warner Robins this week. And, you know, it's one of those exciting things that, you know, you want to mention it to them a little bit, but it's not something that you just want to focus on or really bring a lot of attention to outside of, you know, those guys did a great job, blah, blah, blah. But, hey, we've got to go out here and take business so we'll have that opportunity to give ourselves a chance for that possibility.
Absolutely, Coach. Obviously, one of the biggest things that goes into getting ready for a big game like Warner Robins there is the scout team, the guys that are going to imitate their offense and imitate their defense. Talk about a couple scout team players that are going to have to show out this week for you guys to get the best preparation possible for Warner Robins.
Well, I'll tell you what we've done, and we've actually been doing a pretty good job of it. You know, you have to go convince your seniors and some of those other guys to go get that look. And, you know, some of those guys that, you know, Jeremiah Harris, he's one of those guys that's one of our primary guys on offense. He's going over there having to give us a look because we can't get the look, you know, from some of our younger guys that we need. Chris Jones, he's another guy. You know, Thomas is having to throw the football, play quarterback some for us. Some of the starting offensive linemen, they're having to go over and play on the scout team for us. The same thing with the defensive guys. At some of those positions, those guys having to go over there and serve and do everything to help us out so that we're able to get a good look. And it's that important. And, you know, I commend some of those guys. You know, when you ask them or you tell them, hey, guys, this is what we got. Hey, a lot of them really, they go over there and work their butts off so we can get the best look possible.
And, Coach, I know one of the advantages that people might not realize about going and advancing in the playoffs, and obviously you want to advance just to advance because that's why you play the games, but sort of one of the benefits that come along with it are extra practices. Every time that you guys advance in the playoffs, you get 4 extra practices. How big is that for your program developing these younger guys?
Oh, heck yeah. That's big. I remember the days early on in my career, you know, we were playing in a lot of semifinals, and those guys, you know, they were getting 16 extra practices. And some of those freshmen or sophomores, they were working into their, technically, from a practice perspective, they were becoming juniors and sophomores that year because they were getting so many games. And over the course of career, you get a kid, before his senior year, if he's able to play in 4 semifinals, don't even talk about a state championship game. He's played in 9 additional weeks, which is technically a season.
And that's got to be huge, especially for a team as young as yours. That can absolutely pay dividends in the 2019 season.
Oh, correct. I mean, you know, this experience that we're getting right now and getting these opportunities to go out and play in the playoffs and getting this extra practice time in, it's just that giving them a chance to mature. And as I told them the other day, I said, you know, when the playoff starts, it's something that it should be very exciting for you. But the other thing is you got to have a hunger for it. So next year, you're hungering for it and you're wanting and you understand what it's about. But the other thing you want us to do is we want to be able to carry it over into other sports. We got guys that, you know, they run track, they play baseball, they play basketball, some of them play tennis, some of them swim, some of them wrestle. And, you know, we want that thing to be contagious, whereas you know, Juju Chalice, the guy that's taking it into another sport and making other sports become better, because when they hit the playoffs, they understand what it's about. And that's what we want. You know, when you're trying to get a great athletic program, that's what you got to have. You got to have guys that are coming out of other sports or having some success going in and picking up other sports and being that spark plug that boosts the cable to get another sport going in the direction you want it to be.
And you said the word there, program. And do you feel like this is something that's going to help you guys build this football program even more into that, where winning breeds winning?
Sure. You know, if you're winning at the lower levels, like some of our middle schools, they're winning at a high level right now. You know, those guys getting used to work. And the thing about it is getting just kind of used to the time and effort that you've got to put into. You know, if a kid is used to having a long middle school season, man, when he becomes a varsity football player, he expects to be into them. He expects to play a long season. He expects to get in the playoffs, and he expects to play for a championship. You know, if a guy's not, if they're not having a lot of success at the middle school, and there's only a 5 to 6 week season, then they're miserable on the varsity season. And I think that's one of the things that, you know, the other day I was talking to them about our guys. You know, this is not that middle school season where, you know, you're done 5 to 6 weeks, and now you move on to the next sport. When you're into a good high school football program, it's going to be a long season. You start looking at the Romes over the last couple of years, the Calhouns. You start throwing in Cedar Grove. You look at Buford, what Buford did at one time. Can you imagine the amount of games their kids were playing at one point? I mean, for a while, you know, they're playing in this state championship. And when they finish the season, some of those guys that played 60 games.
And, Coach, I know it can be tough sometimes, especially for the guys on the team who are the sophomores and the juniors who don't necessarily play a lot, if at all. This can be a lot, like you said there, it's a long season, but it can be even longer for some of those guys who they're working and they're trying every single practice, but maybe they're not seeing the field at all. What's your message to them to make sure that they're, I don't want to say morale staying up, but they're staying in the game and they're coming and bringing their all to every practice?
Well, you keep telling me they just got to keep working. Your opportunity's gonna come. Everybody, you know, that looked around, and I tell them, I said, hey, you know, there's a time I ended up being a good high school football player, but there was a time I was on scout team. And I said, you know, you start going around and you start talking about some of our better players, and you start pointing them out. Did you ever play scout team? And usually the answer is, yes, I played scout team. Well, I played scout team. As I told you, hey, Jeremiah's playing scout team.
Right.
It's not the first time he's played scout team. I think maybe when we were getting ready to play Glenn, he may have been scout team quarterback for us. So, I mean, and that's what this program is about, you know, trying to get kids to understand and, you know, what do we need done? This is what we need you to do, and they go do it.
Absolutely, Coach. And obviously you want 4 more practices next week. So what's it going to take to get it done up at Warner Robins?
Well, I'm going to go with the same formula I talked to you about last week. We're not going to get into it. We got to do this. We got to do that. I'm going to say, we got to go in and win our moments. We got to make plays. And then we got to coach a good game. You know, we got to make some good calls. And then at certain times, and guys got to execute those calls. So it's going to take a great effort. It's going to take a phenomenal effort, but it should. If you got to go in there and beat a good team at their place in the second round, then, hey, it shouldn't be easy.
And do you talk to your guys at all about the fact that, hey, you go in there and you knock this one out, we get another game there at Ware County?
Yes, we've mentioned that to them. And, you know, that's one of the things that we talked about when we recognized that it was an opportunity to do it. We want them to know, hey, this is what you're playing for. So, you know, all the momentum, not just that momentum, but all the extra centers that we can give them, hey, we want to give them to them this week because, hey, that's what the playoffs are about. You know, it's kind of like timeouts.
Right.
Don't get into more timeouts next week, so sometimes you got to use those things.
Absolutely, Coach. Well, hey, we look forward to talking to you next week, hopefully about another playoff game coming up.
All right, well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Coach. That's going to do it for this week's edition of the Gator Report. Again, your Ware County Gators travel this Friday night to take on Warner Robins at Warner Robins. Make sure you get up there if you can to support your Gators. I know you don't think it matters, but you can get 200-300 fans in the away side. That makes a huge difference for your team. And again, make sure you tune in next week, hopefully talking about a playoff win. Stay tuned right here, right now. Robbie Ross is up next with the Bear Cave.
This has been the Gator Report with all things Ware County Gator football on, and your host, Christian Gokel. Tune in next week on ESPN Radio.